Lord, I don't understand your cross. I confess that it's a mystery I can't fathom, a problem I can't reconcile. I don't understand how the God of creation could make himself small like me, to suffer and die in my stead. The sight of your crucified body is the most powerful and most divisive image this world has ever seen. It stands at the center of history as the dividing line, a sword that cuts through every human heart. And yet I confess that most days I am indifferent to it. I don't even give it a second thought. I confess that even this Holy Week, I am pulled in many other directions that seem so appealing, so necessary. My heart isn't big enough yet to be with you in the fullness of your suffering. In truth, I am no different than those disciples who couldn't keep watch with you as you agonized in the garden. I am even no different than those who led you to the slaughter. They weren't the wild, sadistic brutes I would like to believe they were. They were the civilized ones, ordinary men and women who went with the crowd, who washed their hands of responsibility, who timidly looked the other way at injustice. Ordinary folk who valued religion and law over mercy and love, who wanted to choose their own king, who passed by your cross and went on with their day. Jesus, you were crucified by such ordinary people, people who failed to see the darkness inside. I am no different than those wretched voices who mocked you when I wonder, does God love me? Why doesn't he prove it then? I see the cross, but is it enough? Despite all this, whether I take it or leave it, your cross still stands. And you, the God of creation, beckon me with arms nailed wide, pouring out your life for me, the only food that will satisfy my soul. Sylvia Dunstan once wrote, "You, Lord, are both lamb and shepherd. You, Lord, are both prince and slave. You, peacemaker and sword bringer of the way you took and gave. You, the everlasting instant. You, whom we both scorn and crave. Your glory, O Lord, I can accept. Your victory, your power, your proclamation of forgiveness to the world, your promise of abundant life. I can accept a resurrection cross, an empty cross. But can I accept your poverty, your weakness, your suffering, your defeat? God's only beloved Son, the darling of heaven, cursed and forsaken. Can I accept the sight of your body twisted in agony for me and me alone? Will I allow it, allow you to suffer and die for me, as if I were the world's only sinner? Or will I say, no, Lord, there must be some other way. There must be something I can do, some price I can pay to avoid your passion. Your cross makes demands of me that are too much for me. I don't know if I can drink the cup you drank or be baptized with your baptism. I don't know if I can endure the humiliation of seeing you suffer in my place. Come down from the cross, I hear myself say. Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the nails remain, placed there by hands just like mine, struck with the same hatred that lives in my heart. And you received it all. You still receive it all. My contempt, my pain, my rage at my own woundedness. I don't know what to do with that. What kind of God are you to let me nail you to a tree? And who am I to crucify you so willingly? Clothed in light upon the mountain, stripped of might upon the cross, shining in eternal glory, beggared by a soldier's toss. You, the everlasting instant, you who are both gift and cost. You bid me pick up my cross and follow you, to go like Abraham to the hill of sacrifice. You crossed heaven, earth, and hell to reach my soul. Now you bid me make the same journey back to you. You say that before resurrection there must be a crucifixion. Before a new creation, a grain of wheat must fall into the earth and perish. But to see you on the cross is to finally be confronted with the cost of being me, to face the tragic truth of myself. How can I bear it? To see you in your nakedness is to see my own nakedness, with no fig leaves to hide behind. If I would have Christ, Christ must have me, not as I would be, but as I am. Who could love me as I am? I must still try harder. Some days I have renewed hope that I can make something of myself, that your cross will no longer be necessary. But then I remember myself. Then I fail yet again. And I think, who am I kidding? I am too far gone. I can never be that disciple whom Jesus loves. I can never be a child of God. Still, you bid me come and die. Because until your cross is my cross, Christ died for someone else, not me. Until my story is written on your body, I cannot be raised with you. Unless a spear pierces my heart also, love has no meaning for me. There is no other way for heaven and earth to come together. Your cross is the meeting place. I do not know how I can make such a journey, but you promise, and I believe, that you are always with me, to lead me down the road you have already taken. You who walk each day beside us, sit in power at God's side. You who preach a way that's narrow, have a love that reaches wide. You, the everlasting instant, you who are our pilgrim guide. Lord, I do not understand your cross. I doubt and I wonder, is it enough? And yet in the moments when I reach the end of myself, when I am broken in spirit and my strength has failed, and I feel the overwhelming weight of my burden, in that forsaken darkness, I lift my eyes and see you. The one whom I have pierced. Even there, you are with me. To take my place, bear my sin, suffer my curse, die my death. And when I finally see the marks of my story written on your body, they speak of something more than my sin, something greater. Something deeper. Because my story has now forever become your story. The story of the inexhaustible love of God. A love that has known me from my mother's womb. A love that has followed me and gone before me. A love that was even forsaken by God so that I might be saved. Even in my darkest moments, your cross still stands to say, "It is finished." And my soul says, "Yes, it is enough. I am a beloved Son of God. The cross is enough." Worthy is our earthly Jesus. Worthy is our cosmic Christ. Worthy your defeat and victory. Worthy still your peace and strife. You, the everlasting instant. You who are our death and our life. Amen.